Raw Mind Sports Show. Raw Mind Sports Show. With Prime Time. Let's go. Raw Mind Sports Show.
Look or listen no further. This is your host, Ryan. Prime Time Jones, where I dig into the mind of sports fanatics and athletes, as well as give you my mind on the sports topics you need to know. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Speaking with a raw mind, this is Raw Mind Sports. Let's go! Welcome to Week 13's episode of Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Prime Time Jones. Boy, what week 13 has brought us. The Patriots found a way to beat the Vikings. The Vikings had a chance to get a little bit closer or possibly tie the Chicago Bears in the NFC North. But they found a way to let TB12 and the Belichick regime to beat them 24-10. We'll talk about this Patriot regime at the end of this episode as well. The Chargers beat Pittsburgh in a thriller, 33-30. Few missed calls in that game, but Phillip Rivers right now, people, as I speak on Raw Mind Sports, recap, is on fire. On fire. The Chiefs prevail once again. No surprise this year. The Chiefs win again. They beat the Raiders, which was much closer than what most people thought, but they end up beating them 40-33. The Rams, the Los Angeles Rams, clinched the NFC West. No shocker to me, because I'm looking at teams in the NFC West. Which, being said, in the NFL, every team is professional, every team is good. But the way the Rams been playing, I wasn't really shocked at them winning the NFC West outright right now. And they've been on fire. Possibly the team to represent the NFC could be the Saints. But right now, the Rams playing just as good. Man, oh man, oh man. The Panthers struggles. The Panthers struggles on a 3-game losing streak. Could be more. They got the Browns next week. But I don't know what to say about the Panthers right now. Some people say the secondary is not as great as it's supposed to be. But we'll let you guys figure out and decide what it is. But the Panthers are making it smooth sailing for the Saints to walk out as the NFC South divisional champs. Now on to Green Bay. Green Bay lost to the Arizona Cardinals. The Green Bay Packers lost to the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers actually quit or the team quit on Mike McCarthy. This got to be a joke here in 2018. The Green Bay Packers lost at home to the Arizona Cardinals. A lot of people say that Aaron Rodgers quit on Mike McCarthy. Some people say Mike McCarthy didn't know what plays to call for the team particularly. But a great athletic asset of Aaron Rodgers and his ability to create things to win, which what most great QBs do, they audible out of plays. Who knows where that was at? But I'm here to tell you, Mike McCarthy just got fired yesterday, people. And he had a good run in Green Bay, but I guess it was time for a change. And that's the thing. Do you people feel like having a star quarterback puts more hindrance on your head coach? I feel like it does. Because the head coach in the NFL is pretty tough to be when you have an elite quarterback, the coach. Because of the simple fact that when you have an elite quarterback to coach, you're kind of handicapped, possibly. You're pretty much handicapped. Meaning that you can't coach the way you want to coach because you have to make sure this star player is catered to. An elite quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, it takes probably a particular individual to coach him. Mike McCarthy has been there all his career. So you would think Mike McCarthy knew or knows how to coach him. But honestly, this is like a relationship. It was dead and gone. It was time to move on. I'm not taking that away from Mike McCarthy. He is a good coach. Maybe somewhere else. But you know how the NFL goes and the scenario goes. The star player is usually always the last one standing before the head coach. So if they have to choose between the elite quarterback and the coach, the head coach is gone. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. I feel sorry about this situation. But Green Bay defense was terrible. So they probably looked at it and analyzed it from the defense was terrible. That could have been a coaching decision or to make their team better on the defensive end. So that goes with Mike McCarthy and his coaching staff. And Aaron Rodgers could have been just fine on the offensive end. Now with the season like it is, they're getting ready for the draft. What should Green Bay do? Go ahead and start rebuilding. Let Aaron Rodgers go to another team and hopefully get another Super Bowl or let him stay there and enjoy his seasons as a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to tell you now, with the team they got right now, they're not going to the Super Bowl again unless it's some immediate changes done. Minnesota's looking good in that division. Chicago Bears are on the rise. Detroit is pretty good. I predicted early in this year the Green Bay Packers would find a way because of Aaron Rodgers. But as of right now, I don't know if they have a shot at getting back to another Super Bowl. Unless the new coach who comes in, sources say Josh McDaniels is the head runner for it, and a lot of guys want to play under Josh McDaniels, what could be a good thing for Aaron Rodgers? But as of right now, Super Bowl? Getting back next year? I don't know. And I'm not even going to promise that right now with this team. There's a few teams that can't stop in the NFC right now. But immediate changes needs to be done with the Green Bay Packers immediately. Exempting Aaron Rodgers from the changes. And possibly a few key players on the offensive end. But immediate changes need to be done. Now to my next subject. The Bears lose to the Giants, which I call the Giants and certain teams that are getting ready for the draft playoff killers. Even though Trubisky set out, it still was enough for the Bears to beat them, but they found a way to lose that game, which gave the Vikings hope. If the Bears would have won this game with the Vikings losing to the Patriots, it would have gave them a few games ahead of the Vikings. Now the Vikings still have a chance to compete for the NFC North. Bears have shocked a lot of people. A lot of people didn't even pick the Bears to even win this division, but I think the Bears will find a way to still win this division. My next subject. The number one power ranking before week 13, the Saints losing to a top 10 defense in the Cowboys. Here's my take. The Cowboys defense is elite. It's kind of shocking because the past few years, the defense have been terrible. But the defense is elite. Now, the problem is, it seemed like it was okay on the offensive end a few years ago. Now, the defense was terrible. Now, it switched. The defense is elite, and you don't know what you're going to get out of this offense in Dallas with Dak Prescott. I like the road and the steps that the Cowboys are making, but I don't know if they can beat certain teams in the playoffs. And their inconsistency on the offensive end could be one of the reasons why. The defense can be great or whatever you want to say, but sometimes the defense has letdowns, and your offense got to be able to pick them back up. I talk about this all the time on my Raw Mind Sports Recap. Your offense got to do just enough. I don't even know if the Cowboys' offense is doing just enough. I still don't see them beating, winning the playoffs, going to New Orleans. Because right now, New Orleans win the division. They'll get home field if the Cowboys and New Orleans play in New Orleans. They beat them in Dallas, but I don't see them beating them in New Orleans. I don't see it. They can't beat the Rams right now. So there's still that factor, missing pieces or missing holes in the Dallas Cowboys. But I wish them the best. And I think they'll do enough to win the division in NFC East. But for that journey in the playoffs, I'm not even going to discuss that because I don't see it. A few teams I think Dallas can't beat in the playoffs. But that one thing about it, that defense will keep them in games. That defense will keep them in games. And that's what is going to help the Cowboys be able to be in games as well. But good luck to the Cowboys. And the strength of the Cowboys defense is what I'm saying good luck to. Because that's what's going to get them to advance in the playoffs and also to win the NFC East. Let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs running back, former running back now, Kareem Hunt. Here's my thing, guys, on Raw Mind Sports Recap. A lot of people, no matter the situation, want to work or to be able to get paid during their dream come true. Whether it's a dream come true job or something they love. I just don't get it. You know the rules. We know the situations. I'm pretty sure it's groupies around the Kansas City. But one thing you cannot do outside of football, and the rules are the rules, is put your hand on the female. And at that, I don't care what that female's got going. When you're a superstar athlete, and when you're an athlete that's seen in the public a lot, no matter the situation, girls like that who don't even have nothing going for themselves, if this situation is for this, I'm not saying this situation is like that. But do anything to disrupt what you got going. So you did do 100 things right, and you do that one thing wrong, they'll never forget the one wrong. They care about your accolades. They care about how good you are. They're going to remember that one wrong. And I feel like with this situation with the girl and the hitting and stuff, and it was on TMZ, they reported it, showed the videos, etc. And at the end, there was a woman. The thing that got me was after it was over with and whatever it stopped, he should have stopped. He went back to kick her. So you trying to tell me you're going to jeopardize millions of dollars in your family livelihood to give your family a chance at life or to give your family happiness because your happiness is based off of your talent. Your talent and your raw ability to play the game of football and to be great and elusive on the football field is what got you those millions of dollars. And you jeopardize it for a groupie or a girl, whoever she is, that makes you mad. Do you know how hard it is for people to be able to do what they're destined to do or to have that dream come true job? Do you know how hard it is for people who go out here and work every day, work hard to make ends meet? And all you got to do is perform and be at your best at what you always seen in yourself at probably age 9 or 10 to play the game of football and make millions of dollars doing what you love. And you jeopardize that for some girl, some situation, whatever she got to do is no need for me to put my hands on her. Find a way, whoever your friends are, group, whatever, find a way to establish that and get rid of that. But you never jeopardize that. No matter what the situation is, you find a way to resolve it. It's multiple ways. You're a millionaire now. So multiple ways you can find a way to resolve that situation or to keep that at peace or to find a way not to even retaliate when it comes to domestic violence. Reuben Foster, Kareem Hunt, it's a lot of people that want to be in your shoes. And with all due respect, it wasn't like it was something desperate or needed. You guys have people that really want to be in your position. No matter the situation, no matter how a girl is or whatever, you find a way to dissolve it. Not by you putting your hands on them. Not saying anybody else should do the same as well. Because that shouldn't happen either. But it's multiple ways. You guys are smart now. These guys teach you these things to find a way to resolve a situation. I don't care if you out there doing something, you know you married, then hey, that's on you. You shouldn't be doing that. But it's still a way to resolve that as well. You shouldn't be cheating. That's your fault. Or whatever the situation may be. It's certain things you just don't do. Again, people are praying to be in your situation, to be able to make millions of dollars doing what they love. And you guys playing around like it's just some toy in the Jack in the Box or something. People wish they could really do what you guys doing. And now you got released, both of you guys, which Reuben got on the whatever list it is with the Redskins, but they don't know for sure he's going to play or not. Kareem possibly get another shot. He will. But now, one of the main pieces of the Kansas City Chiefs team is missing, which gives the New England Patriots hope again. What they usually do in the playoffs, wait the playoff time and find a way to find themselves back in the Super Bowl. Now you got to figure out how you're going to win the rest of these games out so you get home field. So you're going to have to go into Foxborough. I'm going to tell you now, Kansas City go to Foxborough. Tom Brady goes back. Ain't he know that? If the New England Patriots get home field again, might as well cancel the AFC playoffs. Because no matter how you feel about it or not, the New England Patriots will be back in the Super Bowl. It don't matter. If they get home field, they will be back in the promised land. So for people who are hoping the Kansas City Chiefs will find a way to beat the New England Patriots, let's just hope they get home field so they can do that. But as of right now, if the New England Patriots get home field and Kansas City still got the Chargers on their schedule, it can be interesting here. Because Chargers, I want to say Chargers, New England, and the Chiefs are going to have the same exact record. Which means Patriots got head-to-head matchup against Kansas City.
I just like the sound of it.
Chargers and the Chiefs battle out because it'll be a split. Which leads the New England Patriots getting home field. And again, I know this story they just got released recently. He just got released now, but his story's been viewed for the past few months. It's tough. Boy, oh boy. The Tom Brady and the Belichick regime find a way to get it done again. If possible. But I still think Kansas City can find a way to pull it out. They can maneuver people around and stuff. But on that note, that's my conclusion to Week 13 recap. I'm on every podcast player. Leave a remark. Let me know what you think. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Whatever you need to listen to, which whenever time you want to listen to it, it's available for you. Go check it out. With that being said, I'll be back next week with Week 14. You guys have a blessed day, blessed night, blessed morning. Thank you.
Roll mine, sports show, prime time, let's go. To be the best, you gotta beat the best. I'm like Curry in the clutch when it comes to this. Swish, all next, gon' place your bets. This ain't checkers, this is chess, what's your best move? Fun debates about the greats of live interviews. With a chosen few who did what they had to do. On the road to glory, telling untold stories. If it's 4th and 10 for the win, I'm going for it. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. Been in the shadow for too long, now it's time to shine. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. On the ladder to success, now it's time to climb.